The imagery seems to be that the emphasis is on the solitariness of the child. Now, you know the idea that a child always has to carry what its parents project onto it, and usually that's the parents' difficulties. Very often when parents have a particular difficulty that they can't handle themselves, it's passed on to the child, and then the child has to deal with it, and if he can't or she can't deal with it, it's passed on to the next generation. So the emphasis seems to be on the fact that this child has to bear the total weight of the parents' problems, and we'll see how that unfolds. The significant part is that the child is 2 years old, and it's well known from, you know, when we have our own children, in the second year of life, this is the time when the child starts to separate from its mother for the first time. The child is beginning to be a toddler, starting to want to separate a bit, be on its own a bit. This so-called separation individuation phase, it's the very beginnings of autonomy in the child's life. That's why the imagery seems to stress the fact that it's 2 years old. Also, the dream says it's springtime and the flowers are blooming. And psychologically, of course, spring is that beginning period of new growth, when things are starting that have not been growing, when growth begins again. So the imagery suggests the beginning of separation from the parents, from the mother particularly, the beginning of new growth, and this emphasis on flowers at the beginning, where it says that the child takes pleasure in the flowers. Psychologically, flowers are what is blooming, what is blossoming in the psyche. So the whole imagery at the beginning is of this child whose life is just beginning to bloom, just beginning to blossom. He's just beginning to pull away from his parents, but he's carrying a lot of weight. Now the robbers appear, and they seize them. Okay. And the imagery of the robbers... perhaps just before that, remember that they're taking a walk in the forest. This is where this drama begins. And then in the second part, he goes back into the forest. Psychologically, the forest is always understood to be an image of growth, of nature growing in a sort of natural, uncultivated, wild, just the way it is in Mother Nature kind of way. It's nature uncultivated. Classically, always associated with the Great Mother, with the Earth Mother, with Mother Nature, but very uncultivated, very raw. Okay. Sometimes considered to be an image of the unconscious because of its darkness. Because when you're in the forest, it's kind of dark, it's hard to see the light. And the unconscious is rather like that. When we're in an unconscious place, we don't know what the heck's going on. So that sometimes is another image of the forest. So it has that twin aspects of being untamed Mother Nature, and psychologically some area of the psyche that's just where there's just rampant growth with no discrimination, no cultivation yet. So that's the state of things here. And as a child develops, of course, it has to develop what we call ego, which means the individual sense of my own development as a separate me. The ego is really the sense of me-ness. That has to kind of grow out like a bud or like a flower out of the morass of the family psyche, you see.